I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
I just met with this remarkable group of local officials and police chiefs standing alongside me here. We want to talk about what they're doing to reduce violence and to keep our communities safe, and how more communities can follow their lead to reduce crime and ensure public safety as we head into the summer. So this group of leaders, Democrats and Republicans, representing big cities and rural counties, we actually know it works. We all agreed, as I've said from the outset, the answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need to protect our communities. Investing in crime prevention and accountable community police officers who walk the beat, know the neighborhood, and who can restore trust and safety in the neighborhoods. That's what it is. When you know who owns a local liquor store, know who the pastor of the church is, know, it makes a big difference when you know the community. And that's been my approach from day one. That's why we designed the American Rescue Plan, not only to beat the pandemic, but to rebuild our economy, but to restore public safety. And we understood the challenge from the beginning. Communities were facing a rising tide of violence that coincided with this pandemic we went through the last 2 years. And it was happening at a time when state and local budgets were under tremendous strain. Because of the pandemic, so many people laid off, the revenue's not coming in, they're firing everyone from police officers to school teachers to first responders. But before the American Rescue Plan, their budgets were in deep distress in the states and localities. One study found that before the rescue plan was passed, 27% of the mayors in America were having to make deep cuts and layoffs in law enforcement as well as other areas. So we made sure that the American Rescue Plan provided substantial resources to keep that from happening. Through the law, we provided $350 billion. Let me say that again. $350 billion directly, not to the legislatures, directly to cities, counties, and states, independently of one another. Money that could be used to hire back police officers, to invest in proven strategies like community violence interruption and prevention programs, and to keep their cities and counties safe and ease the burden on law enforcement. Because of that funding, states and cities were able to add back 460,000 jobs, including police officers, in addition to firefighters, educators, and other critically important roles. And by the way, not a single Republican member of Congress voted for the money for law enforcement, public safety, to stabilize these budgets. Not a single one for the states, the cities, the counties. Not one. But I think we're finding they're showing up now because they're realizing this is going to make a difference and beginning to make a difference. Across the country, state and local leaders answered the call. And already more than $10 billion in the American Rescue Plan funds have been committed to violence prevention and public safety across America. In fact, in 2021 was one of the strongest years on record when it comes to federal support delivered directly to state and local governments to address and prevent crime. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, to every governor, every mayor, every county official, the need is clear. My message is clear. Spend this money now that you have. Use these funds we've made available to you to prioritize public safety. Do it quickly before the summer when crime rates typically surge. Taking action today is going to save lives tomorrow. So use the money. Hire the police officers. Build up your emergency response systems. Invest in proven solutions. And we need states and communities to invest in things like jobs and training for young people, summer programs, drug treatment and mental health programs, housing, criminal justice reform, reentry support for people coming home from after incarceration. As I said in the cabinet room, you know, the idea that when you get let out of prison after serving your time, you get $25 and a bus ticket, and you're going to end up under the same bridge you came from before. But you should be entitled, if you've served your time, to everything from Pell Grants to food to food stamps, the whole deal, to be able to take advantage of changing your life. And my administration is investing in those elements. The cities, the counties, and the states should be doing the same thing with the money they have, because they are demonstrated ways to reduce crime. The bottom line is this. Across the board, we're making sure the communities have the resources available to them that they've never had before, so they don't have to make tough choices between and among doing these things. Reduce violence and ensure safety. And it's up to the cities, the towns, and the counties to spend the money and spend it now. It's there. It's been appropriated. We know the challenges we're facing as we head into this summer. We need to meet those challenges with a sense of urgency, which this group is doing. Local leaders across the country, including the folks that are here today, are demonstrating exactly what works with innovative efforts and proven strategies. Every single community in America should join them. And as you do, I want every governor, mayor, and county official to know, my administration will continue to have your back. Let's get this done and get it done now. I want to thank you all. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you all so very, very much. Thank you.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.